Now, the next agenda item we have is to discuss what the report should be from the task force to the county, and to talk about the presentation of this report and how it would go forward in the next stages. In the past, we have sent a memo, to the county board with our recommendations and supporting information. And I think we probably should do more than just say, here's 187 pages of material. I think that the preparation of some sort of report that highlights those aspects of the plan that we feel would be most meaningful to the county board and the county administration would be helpful. Do you think that would be worthwhile, or should we just send the resolutions and the background material? Sylvia, Jason, do you?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Well, I was actually going to say, as the chair of the Parks Committee, I guess I would ask Jason how he would like to see it come forward to his committee.
Okay. Is it true?
Yes.
We made a huge step tonight, folks. We've already passed the resolution to recommend the county board to the county board and the county the vision that we have here. Plus, we have all the files, all the portions of this on file already as it is. It's up to us. We need to consult with, of course, the administration, with DAS, with Parks, the fiscal office, the comptroller, and everybody else on how to do it. It's a very open-ended question. I'm not exactly sure how to respond to it at this moment.
Well, maybe we're running out of time.
Do we think we need to have somebody come and make a presentation going through the major points, Jason?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think, Mr. Chairman, I think you would be a marvelous presenter. Our consultants are not going to be in town.
I think they could be if we request them to assist with the presentation, and I think that's a sort of a decision.
Yeah.
I think just to have the consultants available to respond to questions, if not make a presentation, would increase the productivity of the process.
Yeah. So next steps on the county board end, I'm thinking of options. The next Parks Committee meeting will be Tuesday, September 10th at 1 p.m. Because of the way the county works, the legislative cycle works, that meeting is going to be very full as it is. We have a lot of summer backlogs. We're off in the month of August. We're on recess, which is why I'm sitting here in this meeting, my third this week. Nothing compared to Stu or Guy, of course. We're going to have a lot to do. I'm thinking of having a special meeting, perhaps at the greenhouses, because this is a big deal. This is a very big deal. It's a very robust presentation. The public, beyond the folks that are sitting in here, have not heard too much about it. So I'm just thinking of this outlet. So I'm perhaps giving away more than I should right now about my thinking, Mr. Chairman. Again, I don't have a solid answer for that right now. Perhaps you and I should consult with each other in the coming week, days, hours, minutes.
Maybe this is just as simple as me putting a cover letter together with some bullet points and maybe circulating it to the task force to see if there's something in there that's missing that should be, and that would be the report. I mean, is that acceptable as a way to do it? And we'll work through the presentation options once we know what the forum is.
I would think might be a benefit to some of our colleagues that are on the Parks Committee that really might want to get into having an opportunity to ask questions,
mm-hmm.
having an opportunity to get more in depth, so.
Mr. Chairman, that if it's held at a different date, potentially after the original Parks Committee date, which is totally up to the Chairman Haas, there might give enough time for Comptroller and Corp Counsel and others, and as you, you know, all said, or, you know, alluded to, is that providing them more information, especially since we do have a pretty packed cycle for the normal day, but just food for thought.
What's the latest that it could possibly be in order to make all the deadlines for next year's budget and the county's process?
We'll be reviewing the proposed budget through the month of October. It'll be sewn up by the end of October. Final passage is in November. So, early November, first week of November. We need to hear this. The board needs to hear, have our meetings about this, where we're going to take in September.
And the September board meeting is what date?
The Thursday after.
The 20th?
The next Thursday. The
September 19th.
Yeah. 19th of September.
Yep.
So the parks would have to meet in time before the 19th to get the results into the packets for the.
Yeah, I've already inquired, asked about having this, with the board chairman about a special on this.
So that seems the direction we're going in, and is there anything more that we should discuss about this, Michelle?
Can I ask a question with the process? Hypothetically, if it passes Parks Committee and goes to the full board, would there be another presentation at the full board, or would all the supervisors be invited to the special meeting if they want to hear from?
At the full board meeting, it's we talk amongst ourselves, we do not have presentations at the full board meeting. If we had a special Parks Committee meeting or meeting of the whole, there's a whole county board meeting, perhaps that's when our consultants could come back, present to the entire county board, the entire audience, if we had one. And that would, I hope, educate the full board on what we've been working on. Yep. Did that answer your question?
Yes.
Thank you.
Is there anything more on this agenda item that we should consider? The final agenda item, hearing none,